in Vayakal as well, you find two different musagim. You find a musag of kol nediv libay nedivu slave. And it's here it's in Perkhof A Pasuk Hey, Perklamid Hey Pasuk Hey. And you also have Vayavayu kol ish, Vayavayu kol ish, Asher Nisoi libay, Nisiya slave. There's Nedivu slave and there's Nisiya slave. So I want to know just the hagdoras of exactly what they are. What they are, how do they interrelate, what's it negeya for us. So I want to look at what these two musagim are, Lashitas Haramban. The Ramban writes on the pasuk, on this first pasuk, on Vayavayu, second pasuk of Nesiya Slave, Vayavayu Kolish, Asher Nesoy Libay, so famous Ramban. These people, they all came and they made the Mishkan. None of them had degrees in engineering, none of them had degrees in architecture, none of them learned these things from anybody. None of them knew anything, they had anything of from a Malamed or anybody who knew how to do it. Aval Matzah Betiv Oilasais came. The operative word here is Betivoi. Matzah Betiv Oilasais came. And it says the Pasuk, Vayig Balibai Bedarke Hashem. They came before Moshe Lamer, they came to Lamer, they told Moshe, Ani Ase Kol Asher Adai Nidoyver. I'll do it. Who can do it? I'll do it. And what experience? Let me see your resume. And he gives him a blank piece of paper. That's my resume. I'll do it. Where? That's the CSLA. So without this Ramban, I was aware of this Chazal, this idea, I understand. But you think, okay, it's some sort of tremendous nest that happened in the Binyan HaMishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Wanzi, Mashos, Ashkinim, Baroif Chazda, he gave that to him. But the Ramban in one word is mafrich that. That's not the taich. The Ramban says, Aval Motzah Betivoi Lasois Kein. Betivoi Lasois Kein. It's a natural thing that you could do that. So it's a natural thing that I can go, right? I can go and build a bridge. I have no experience whatsoever. I'll build a bridge. One thing I'll tell you, I don't recommend anybody go on that bridge. Even if it doesn't fall before anyone gets there. That's as I say, it's tivoy. What does that mean? It's this idea of ayig balibay bedarkei Hashem. So Chaim Shmulevitz Zichron Levracha used to speak about this many times. It's in the Sichas Musa. I just wanted to see how many times it's there. It's like in the back in the Maror Mekayimus. It's like 5-6 pages. Place. I don't know. I look at each place what it says, but this is Parashas Yoyser thing. He brought a few things where you see this. So when Yaakov Avinu came to the Be'er, right, came to the Be'er, when he came to the Be'er, Vayogel Eso Evin Me'ala Be'er, Zokdrashi, what's Vayogel Eso Evin Me'ala Be'er by Yaakov Avinu? K'moi Shemavir Pekak Me'al Hatzluchis, Melameid Shehoya Koyche Gol. K'moi Shem, it's like taking a bottle cap. So Rashi doesn't say Melamed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasaloi Nes and in his thing and he came Melamed Shehoya Koichei God. Koichei God. So Rashi teaches Lahedja that's not a Nes. Right? Harei Shehoya Koichei God. Fuvanet Kum Tazak Koich. Where does a person have such a Koich from? So the Makar of this Koich Reb Chaim used to show in the Piyut in Tfilas Geshem, so it says Yichad Leiv V'Gol Even Mipi Be'er Mayim. Talking about Yaakov Avinu, Yichad Leiv V'Gol Even Mipi Be'er Mayim. Yichad Leiv. That means the heart. Apparently, the secret is that the keiches lie in the heart. Yichad Leiv is you galvanize the keiches of the heart, right? And that can give you Kaiches to do things that were beyond al derech hateva, what you would imagine you could do. Real beyond. Like people don't just go up picking these things up like nothing, right? There's a yichad leiv over here. Same idea of nesoy liboy. The same idea. A person has such kaiches. Another, we finish the rayas and then touch it up. There's a Gemara in Zvachim, daf samach dalet amud aleph. Gemara says like this: Bo rei kama godel kaichem shel kayanim. Let's see. We'll take a look how strong what the Goydel HaKoyach of the Koyanim was. She'en lecha kal ba'oifis yoyser mi mayra v'noitza. There's nothing lighter in an oif than the feathers. The mayra v'noitza, it's just it shouldn't go anywhere. What do you do when you take something light? Unless you have tremendous koyach to throw it, it'll just like go up, come down. U'pa'omim sha'koyin zayrik yoyser mishleishim amam. And the Kohenim, when they threw them to the Hashpa, it could go Shleishim Am. It takes tremendous force, right? How did it say? It didn't say, Boyurei, the nest that the Eibishter gave. Boyurei kama goydel koichem shel Kohenim. Kohenim was reason. They did the Avodah, right? In their chuka to do the Avodah, a person has be'etzem the koiches to do extraordinary things, things which in our physical, just looking around, seem to be extraordinary and beyond our capacity. But be'etzem, you have the capacity to do it. So that's two, right? That's Yaakov Avinu, and that's this. The Chut HaMeshulash will bring is Makashchin. Makashchin. The pasuk says, "Kulachem Meloi Chafneichem Piach Kivshan." Take Meloi Chafneichem Piach Kivshan. V'zorkem Ma'ishmoish Hashamayma. So Rashi says, what's going to happen? You can only throw it b'koyach with one hand, right? You can't, you know, you can throw a pitch at 99 miles an hour if you're pitching with one hand. If you're lobbing a softball with two hands, so it's not going to go so fast, right? So it goes, the koyach is only in one hand. Kol dover nizrak b'koyach, einei nizrak ela b'yad achas. So Rashi, hare nisim harbe. A lot of nisim. One ness is that chofneichem, that in Moshe's one hand fit enough the amount of piach yivshan of his hand and Aaron's hand in one hand. Shehichzik kumtzei shel Moshe meloi chofneim sheloi vishel Aaron. That's one ness. Ve'echod enocha ness sheholach ha'ovak al kol eretz Mitzrayim. That it was done that he threw it and it went over all eretz Mitzrayim. Now this kayak and this kayak, right? Okay, person can throw stronger with one hand, right? But it's still okay. It went over Kolman's right. So the Sifse Chachamim asks a Poshta Kasha, if you tell me Nes B'teich Mes, so why did you need to throw it in one hand, which is stronger? Make it a bigger nest, leave it in two hands and throw it, and it still should go over all of Mitzrayim. So I don't understand exactly what the Kasha is, because then you wouldn't have the nest. If it's in two hands, then you don't have the nest. It took away the nest of the Chofneichem that you have. Okay, forget about that. That's not the issue over here. Since the Chachamim asked that since Ben Kach, there was a nest that it went. Anyway, it's a nest that it went al kol ha'aretz. So be marked, there's a nest that it went al kol ha'aretz. So do that with two hands and let it go al kol ha'aretz. Why did Moshe have to throw it with one hand in Bekoyach? It would have been a bigger nest goal if he would have thrown it with two hands shaloi Bekoyach. And he answers the Sifse Chachamim a ridiculous thing. He answers, the Ness is not that it went al Pnei Kol Mitzrayim. That's not the Ness. The Ness is that Koimetz Echad, which is a very small amount, you were able to throw it, and this little amount was enough to go over all of Mitzrayim. So the Ness wasn't the physical capacity to throw it that it should spread out. The ness was the ness of it spreading out was that it was just one little handful, and this one little handful went and spread out over all Mitzrayim. See, it comes out from Hadavar Nifla. So that means that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to throw piach kivshan, and it should spread out. Forget about the kamus, right? In the quantitative part of it is a ness, because there was this enough to do it. But the fact that it was able to go call Mitzrayim physically, that you could throw it that much, that's not a ness. I suggest somebody try it. See if it happens, if it's not a ness. Not going to happen. Also the same idea. These are three places where you see a person has, I wouldn't say infinite, but unbelievable kaychas. A person has unbelievable kaychas. But in order to use them, to galvanize them, you need the heart. You need, that's Nesius Lev. That's what the Ramban said. These people, they didn't know how to do anything. You don't need that knowledge. If the person in the heart is, this is important to me, I'm going to do this, This has to be done. I'm going to do this. A person, when you're motivated that you're going to do something, there's superhuman kechas, above human kechas. You just see as a mashal, a regular mashal in a fire. Right? When you go in to save something in a fire, people do extraordinary things that in the normal circumstances they wouldn't have thought physically possible. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? Where does that come from? That comes from you bad some habit, but it has to be part of your very being that it's so important to you that your determination is, I can't have it any other way, I'm going to do it. That's Nesiyas Lev. That's Yichad Lev V'Gol Evan Al Pi HaBe'er. Now, so if everybody could do that, why don't we? Why don't we? So, it's a very different mashal that Rabbi Yerucham brings from the altar from Kelm. He says, take this. This inyan of the Nesiyas, what's this inyan of Nesiyas Lev? This is a quick quote. This is how the Alter from Kelm writes it. Inyan zev Nesiyas Lev, yisoid godel bedarkei kinyan hachochma. That's what Rabbi Yerucham writes. Yisoid godel bedarkei kinyan hachochma. He's talking about it being kinyan hachochma. It's the same thing we'll see. V'chol darkei hayetzer hu rak. Why can't we do it? Because the yetzer stops us. What does the yetzer do? Kol darkei hayetzer. And he gives him. In other words, it tells you when before you're going to do it. What does the Yetzer Hara say? This is a big thing. You can't do this, and it discourages you from doing that. Right? But Etzim, you can. But the Yetzer Hara discourages you from doing that. He brings Rabbi Yochum a mashal that the Alter from Kelim gave. The darker shall sus. This I don't know. This I mean, if he says this, he did. Then a sus kisheroya har godel. Even when a horse sees at a distance a har gadol, harehu mispachet tekev v'nishar oimed oid lifnei hagia lahar. He sees the mountain and already the animal freezes like, well, this is not even instinctively, right? It's too much. Now, if it would go to the har and start walking, it could do it. Right? It could do it, but it freezes instinctively. That's a person, this freezing instinctively, that's by us, the Yetzer Hara. You be'etzem have kaychas to do extraordinary things. What's to stop you if the Yetzer Hara is saying, physically, like, wait a minute, you're going to lift it, Yaakov Avinu is going to lift this thing. 1 minute. Let's make a let's do the physics over here. Right? Let's make a calculation. Like, what power do you have to do it? What's the weight of that thing? Right? How many people, scientifically, should it take to do that? You can't do that. Right, that's the Yetzer. Okay, I can. Isn't it? You're gonna throw this and it's gonna go. I can't do that. You can do that. There's no Yetzer. You're told to do it. The Ebishter says there's nothing more important than that. I want b'chol lev. There's a Nesiyas Lev. The Nesiyas Lev is to overcome. Nothing is going to stop me. Even the Yetzer is not going to stop me over here. I'm not going to be the chamor that gets scared from the sus that gets scared from the har before I get to the har. I'm not going to get there. No problem. That's the avoid of the connected Yetzer. That's where Nesiyas Lev. That's his yisaid. He says, "Kein hu derech haksil," just like the sus is the way of the fool. Who nisharoid oimid koydem har. Lu loy haya mispachet, if he wouldn't have been afraid, v'haya menasa leilech hola alahar, and he would try and yego alahar, haya oile. V'zeh kol avoydes hayetzer, lahapil pachad al ha'odom, shezeh hepech habitoch. Ad kan, the lashon of Rabbi Yerucham, and the mashal of the altar from Kel. So the aside of being maf'il, these keiches, is al yedei habitoch. That I know I can do it. I'm bitoch. The Ebishter told me that this is what has to be done. I can do it. There's nothing that's going to stop me. Then he doesn't fall in the trap of the Yetzer, of pachad and yiush, to think that he can't and just like freezes and doesn't do anything. That's this idea of Nesiyas Lev. That's this yichad lev to go heaven al pi haber. So that's Nesiyas Lev. But we can add, where does this Nesiyas Lev and the Zavayin of the Yetzer, where does this come from? Where does this idea come from? It could be it has a Tifer Havana. And for that we have to go to the next thing. We call Nediv Lev Yeviena. So the Ramban on that Pasuk says whatever he says, and then he says one sentence, Al Derecho Emes, what is Nediv Lev Yeviena? Hukmoi Yeviya Im Trumas Hashem. bring the heart with Terumas Hashem. What's Yevi'ena? Right, so Pashtas, what is Yevi'ena? What's the antecedent of Yevi'ena? What's it referring to? So, Alderech HaPshat, not Alderech HaEmes, right? So then, Alderech HaPshat, it's the Nedava. Whatever you're bringing is Yevi'ena, bring it. The aforementioned Nedava, bring it. Thing. The Alderech HaEmes is Yevi'ena, don't just bring the physical thing, bring your heart, give your heart. Give your heart. The taich of Nediv Lev is you're giving as a Nedava, not the thing only, you're giving with it, you're giving your heart with the thing. That means the chshivas of what's the taiching up over here? You don't give just the physical truma. You're giving your heart. I've said this a number of times. Chaim Shulevitz had a whole yisod. He's headed by a lot of levayas and has paid him that the maisa. You know, you tell stories about the Adam Gadol. The Maisa doesn't touch up the Mensch. The Mensch touches up the Maisa. It could be the same Maisa, but depending on who does it, has a whole different Havana. So Chazal say that for what Avram Avinu gave the Malachim when he came, he gave them the Lechem Chema, this, that. Whatever he did, everything, he was Eicher for something. So Chaim, remember, he used to say, like, what's the big deal? If it only came to my house, right, if a guy came to my house and was hungry, I would also give him food. So I'm not zeichet for all these things. So his line was, when Avram Avinu gave them the lechem, what does he give him? The heart, so to say, he gave him. He didn't give him lechem, he gave them his heart. What does that mean? The shleimus of the maisa, of what they were doing, wasn't the physical giving, was merely the outgrowth of a very deep thing in the pnimius. That the pnimius was, he's giving over the life, he's mismaser to the nth degree, 1000% to give this over. I'm giving my whole being with you. That's the kavanas. Vasemis talks a lot about it, it's all touched up, the lefina kavanas and the avoid. That's what the Ramban, this alderech ha-emes, I mean, what it could be, I don't know what the alderech ha-emes of the Ramban is, yivi'o im trumas Hashem. That the chshivas of the maisa of truma is hukva, not just the physical thing that you gave, but from the fact that the maisa is an outgrowth, it's neveya, from the giving the leiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you give your leiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ayidei, the fact that a person is nizbata legamre to the Rabbeinu Shalalem, and realizes that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalalem. If everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalalem, and he put me here for this, so whatever the Rabbeinu Shalalem says to give, that's my life, my very existence, my very being over here is for this, right? So I'm giving you, I'm returning the existence that you gave me by doing what I was made to exist, to be able to do. Right? So that's what I'm doing. That's Nadiv Lev. That's the completeness, the shleimus of the Maisa is if the Nadivus HaLev is that the person is nizbatel to the Rabbeinu Shalalem totally. That's Nadiv Lev. That's this Mila of Nadiv Lev. Now, I think that's the aside. That I think the two things are related. I mean, aside from the fact, you know, I'm not a spiritual cardiologist, but the two things, Lechera, Nesia Slave and Nadiva Slave, is what's Nesia Slave? Nesia Slave was you could do anything, right? You could do anything. Now, how can I do anything, Doc? Where does that come from, that belief that I can do anything? But I can't do anything. I mean, okay, that's the answer. But I can do anything. Where does that come from? Why can I do anything? So I'm going to tell something which makes no sense. I can do anything because I can do nothing. What does that mean? Where does this whole Yetzer Hara come in to tell me you have your limits? This is all you can do. If it's me doing it, right, you are a finite person. You have your limits. So now it's the question, is your limit here? Is your limit here? Is your limit over here? The Yetzer Hara has your limits here. You can't. Then there's an Achiza for the Yetzer Hara. The ultimate tikkun that there shouldn't be this Yetzer Hara of being a sus that gets afraid before the har is Nedivus Lev. What's the aside of Nedivus Lev? The aside, your meiser libay, meaning I have nothing, it's all yours. meaning mitzidi, I can't do anything. Mitzidi, I can't do anything. Where? So how can I do anything? Because the Eibishter gave me the keiches. No, to the Eibishter, does it make a difference if the thing weighs 1 pound or the thing weighs a million pound? Doesn't make a difference. To the Eibishter, Yad Hashem Tikzer, there's no difference. Saifus, I can't do anything. So everything that I'm doing is Mikayach the Eibishter, the same way that I can do Mikayach the Eibishter this much, I can do 50 times that amount also Mikayach the Eibishter. The Eibishter makes a difference this amount, that amount. So the reason, the Kayach, to not succumb to this Yetzer Hara of the Sus, of the Har, is Nedivu slave, to understand that everything is the Rabbi Nishalelem, and everything you're doing is an outgrowth of this Pnimius that he put me here for this, and I have nothing of my own, and everything is to give to him. So anything that I feel that Al-Pi the Rabbi Nishalelem has to be done, I can do. Why? Because if he put me here, and it's something I think he should do, and all my kaikas are coming from him, so I'll have the kaikas to do this too. Right, that's the... It's a tremendous... Tremendous limud stam. It's a tremendous, tremendous limud stam. Like in everything, like forget about stones in the be'er and throwing feathers and piach kivshon. Right, in terms of learning, and that's the real avodah. That's what Rabbi Yerucham was talking about over there. It's not shayach for me to learn qualitatively. It's not shayach for me to get to the bottom of the sugya. Quantitatively, it's not shayach for me to learn this whole thing, this masech, whatever it is, to learn. Never say never. It is shayach. If you have the nesiyah slave based on the nedivah slave, that a person can't. There's nothing you can't do. I don't have to say. I don't have the kishrin to work out this cheshbon and beggar. I don't have the nonsense. Nobody can do anything. So the Eibishter gives certain people kelim, but if a person even has less kelim than the other, but the Eibishter can give it to you anyway. The Torah, the Rabbi Nishalem is a melamed Torah, melamed Israel. He's an excellent mechanech, the Rabbi Nishalem. He has all the big tricks and all the ways of giving a person to understand, right? All you need. What do you need? You have to be an emissary of Avakash and make your way. And you have to really, if you want that, and believe that you can do it, anything you can believe that you're going to do, you're going to do. My father was trying to tell me in Litta, when there was a kid growing up, so everything was to film, even Litta, the Goyen, not the Goyen's time, but I mean, they, what they used to say, the thing, the Vilna Goyen, said, you have to know Yiddish. To Viln means to want, right? So they say the Vilna Goyen, Vilnar Vistazaina Goyen. All you have to do is want and you'll be a Goyen. He says, don't set, I can't be this, I can't be that, and I can't be that. You can. You can. With the Nesiyah slave, listen, these people weren't PhDs in architecture and engineering, right? And they did what they had to do, and they brought Hashuas Hashchina, and they did the Melechus HaMishkan, was not a simple feat. As the Mefarshim and Parshas Truma talk about, and then the Big Dekuna and Parshas Zava, it all came out. It all came out by people who had no iota whatsoever how to do or what to do. They're told to do it. The Rabbi Nishalem wants me to do it. I'm here. I'm in a matzav. This has to be done for Kvay Shemaim. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. People do things and they get done. The Panovich Rav came after Panovich was destroyed in Europe. So he came, famous, Panovich Rav was a very determined person. He was, in Bnei Brak was nothing then, basically. And he saw a hill, and he said, on top of that hill, I'm going to build a yeshiva that's bigger than the yeshiva that I had in Panovich. So the person he was talking to said, you're dreaming. So the Panovich Rav said, yeah, you're right. The difference, though, is you dream when you're asleep. I'm dreaming and I'm awake. I'm deciding this has to be done and I can do this. This is going to be done. And lo and behold, on that hill is the Yeshiva's Panovich. Two of them to be exact. But Al Kopanim, there's the Yeshiva's Panovich on that hill. There's nothing you cannot do if it's L'Shem Shemayim and if you put, because the Eibishter gives you that is. The kaiches that a person has in his lave to be mishtabit to the Rabbi Nishalel. That's where what the lev has to do with it. If a person is mishtabit to the lev, it's important. It's important any time. It's certainly important in a bein hazmanim. I can't, and I have to. And after this, you can, you do, you should. There's an unbelievable amount that you could do, and certainly, it's a good message anyway. This nedivus lev is a good. In times where the world's turned topsy turvy and everything is nishapach al pana al piva, and that nishapcha kahara al piya. And everything is falling apart, and everything is there. So just realize nothing's. The Rebbeinu Shlomo's there. The Rebbeinu Shlomo can do whatever the Rebbeinu Shlomo can do. You have to do for Kvod Shemayim. What do you have to do? Set your goal as high as you want, as high as you possibly can. Whatever you set to do, and it's a emes kavana with the divas lev, there's avtocha from the Eibishter, you can do it. Yichad lev v'gol evin al piyabeh. Shabbos.